Members of the legislature's Procedures and Arrangements Committee are on board with plans to make legislative committee rooms compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. State Facilities Management Director John Boyle told the committee, "Doors need to be replaced on all but the newest committee rooms, as well as the House and Senate chambers."
Each of the doors coming into a double-door committee room is 30 inches, and the ADA requires 36 inches. So one of the doors would have to become larger, but the average cost per room just to make those changes is about $6,000.
Boyle also said the rooms would have to be equipped with sound for people who may be vision impaired. That would be another $3,000 per room. Some members of the committee wondered if there might be an issue with historical significance of those entrances.
It's pretty clear that you cannot not implement ADA just for convenience. But, some of these doors are pretty historic, and a master carpenter would be able to create that same historic look.
House Minority Leader Josh Boucher of Fargo said he believed the project to make the rooms ADA compliant needs to move forward, while being mindful of the historical nature of the Capitol building.
So I wouldn't want us to be making a decision that says, because of some exclusionary option due to historical context of the building, we don't have to make the room accessible.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson chairs the committee. He said he believes the project funding needs to be added to the OMB budget. Boyle will come back to the committee later with cost estimates. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.